I did want to talk to Ian Schur, the editor-at-large for CNET. And Ian, this Twitter stuff, and I know a lot of people, there's a lot of people out there that aren't on Twitter, and I feel like maybe they roll their eyes at how much people that are on love to talk about it. But, like, this is such a crazy situation that's happening with a major social media platform that seems to be descending into chaos. Would you characterize it as that, Ian?
I think chaos is a kind word. Look, the reality is that, as you point out, a lot of people rightfully roll their eyes whenever this comes up. And generally speaking, only about 300 million people are logging into Twitter every month, which is not a small group of people, but nothing compared to Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, which have 3 billion with a B, right? Or TikTok, which has 1 billion, more than a billion. So these are all really large platforms, and Twitter, by comparison, is not. But it is one of the nerve centers of modern culture, right? The political world is addicted to it, as are news people like you and me.
Yep.
The sports world lives off of it, entertainment as well. I mean, you go on and on. And so what ends up happening is what happens on Twitter reverberates in the real world, which is why what's going on is so important.
Yeah, let me explain a little bit for people. I mean, I know most people know now that Elon Musk owns it, and maybe there's going to be more free speech on there, he claims, and we're seeing rises in perhaps hate speech out there. That's not what I want to dive into today, although that's an important part of the discussion. One thing that is happening is that what used to get you this blue check mark, if you've never been on Twitter, some people have it, not many people are used to, and that was originally like, you're verified, like, you are who you say you are. You had to submit like a picture of your ID. You're a public figure. And yes, this is you that is saying this. Elon Musk now decided that anyone can get this if they pay the price. And what's happening is it's become the status symbol. Now, everyone's buying it, which, fine, if you want to buy that, okay. But so many people are buying it, they pick a name that is close enough to a company or a person. They pick a picture that is close enough to a person or a company. And they're posting lies on there, and it's spreading. And Ian, this can't be good.
No, it's not good at all. And look, the interesting thing, I mean, you know, for people who enjoy trolling on the internet, it's definitely gotten a couple of chuckles, right? I think most famous one was someone created a fake account under Tesla's name. And got a blue check mark by paying $8 a month, and then wrote a tweet something to the order of, our favorite movie is Total Recall because that's what the NTSB is going to do to us. But, you know, and so, you know, especially considering that Elon is the progenitor of all these issues, it's quite funny. But the reality is that this is all serious stuff, right? As you point out, a lot of companies and a lot of organizations, a lot of politicians use Twitter to get their message out. And if these blue verifications suddenly aren't actually, you know, proof that these people are real, which was the original intended purpose of this whole system, right? Get a blue check mark because you are someone who might be impersonated. So when people see that blue check mark, they know it is very, very likely to be your account. By essentially removing all the value of that, he's turned everything upside down.
We got about 30 seconds left, so if you could answer this. There's some rumors out there, and Elon Musk has said it's a danger of bankruptcy. People are already asking, what was your favorite tweet ever on Twitter as like a last, like, let's have one last hurrah or day on here. Ian, your prognosis for Twitter as existing in a week, a month, a year?
Oh, I'm sure it'll exist for quite a long time,
okay,
because it still has value to a lot of people. It's going to be a mess, and it'll probably get worse. But I don't imagine it's just going to disappear.
All right. We're all caught up now. Ian Schur, it's great to chat with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Take care.